Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. 22 plus years. That's right. She's been hanging out with us for 22 plus years. We got her right out of high school. She is an attorney specializing in small business tax issues. She's written all the important books on that topic, the whole J.K. Lasser series, J.K. Lasser Small Business Taxes series. The 2020 is out right now. That's the new one. And wait a minute. Yeah, 2020. That's the new one. That's right. I want to make sure. I got it right here. I'm looking at it. And a whole bunch of other stuff. She's just a prolific writer. In fact, one of the reasons why we're talking to her today is because she has a new book out. I think this is like maybe number 59 or something like that. Home-Based Business Startup Guide. She's our good friend Barbara. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
59? Is it 59? Did I get the count right there on that? I've matted
them
up.
Oh, who knows? I lost count. A lot.
I know. Something under a billion copies have been sold around the world, folks, and across the galaxy. Hey, Barbara, Startup Guide. You know, we're already working from home. That's already happened. We're already teleworking, et cetera. The remote working scenario is in full mode right now. It was artificially done because of the coronavirus shutdowns. But there's going to be a lot learned from this, isn't there?
Well, absolutely. Well, first of all, let me just say that I've been working from home since forever.
Since I've known you.
And
22 plus years,
yeah,
more than that.
And many years before that.
Yeah.
And back in the day when I started working, just to give you an idea, I started working from home before there were fax machines or FedEx, overnight delivery. And so we were kind of the pioneers of home-based business, but it enabled me to have a successful business while raising my family. And once my family were out the door, I decided this is the place to be.
Why not?
A 30-second
commute. Yeah, I was a remote worker when I worked for Xerox back in the 70s and early 80s. I was a remote worker. I had an office in my home. And I tell people my technology was an Underwood 5 typewriter and carbon paper.
That's right. You and I remember the day of getting my first computer, my TI,
back in the 80s. Yeah. So it could be done, folks. And we made it look. And I know Barbara made it look good back in those days, and she still does. But teleworking is one thing. But one of the things that's going to happen off of this forced remote working scenario we've been through for the last couple 3 months is there going to be more and more people are going to think about starting a business, aren't they, from home?
Well,
now that they
think
know
so.
They can do
they're going to come from a couple of places. So one is there are people who have lost their jobs and maybe they'll get new jobs or maybe they'll decide that now's the time to start a business, and it's a great time to start a business. It's always a great time to start a business, but this, I think, is a particularly good time to start a business for a lot of reasons. I mean, if you have a good idea, if you are innovative and you can meet a need right now, go for it. Now's a great time, and we can take examples from many, many successful businesses that started during the very worst economic periods. I mean, if you just look back at the Great Recession, Groupon, Square, Uber, and Airbnb all got started during the Great Recession.
Well, let me say this. This business that I have right now grew out of a small business I started when I was thrust into my own recession. I was downsized twice in the 80s. The second time wasn't in the middle of a recession, but it was my own recession, right? And so two teenagers and two mortgages, I had to get busy. And I started in 1989. I started my business that grew into what I'm doing right now. And so you know, adversity. This is adversity. Recessions are adversity. Coronaviruses, pandemics are adversity. This is when things happen that you look back and you say, at the time you say, "Darn that coronavirus!" In a year or two or three, some people will look back and say, "Thank you, coronavirus." What do you think, Barbara? Last thoughts quickly.
Oh, absolutely. And I also think that many people may be thinking, well, maybe I need a second, maybe I need to diversify my income and have a second stream and have some sideline income coming in through my own business so that I'm not a wholly dependent on some big corporation.
Barbara, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after the break. 22, right back with Barbara Weltman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.